Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest had a visitation from God in his home that lasted 9 months. The tangible glory of God came into his home with everything that goes along with the tangible glory of God. And God instructed him principles how anyone can operate in that same manifest presence of God. That's why Jesus was able to do the miracle. He walked in that glory, and he wants to teach you. Anyone here interested?
Yes!
You know, I first met John Morris. He came to one of our tours of Israel. It is so hard. The person and his wife that I had lunch with in Israel is the same person that I'm reading about. I mean, your family, mostly drug addicts and murderers and dealers. You were rejected by your birth dad. You were abused and ridiculed by your mother and your stepdad. At age 11, you were into drugs and alcohol. By 16, you were a full-blown heroin addict.
Yes.
As a teenager, life of crime.
Yes.
Murder, everything. In your early 20s, you're facing 99 years in prison.
Correct.
So you go to prison, yes, and you bump into some Christians.
Yes.
What happened to that heroin addiction?
Well, Sid, when I went into prison, this was my first Jesus encounter. They had these guys, they would pray and have Bible study in prison.
Did you know much about Jesus before then?
No, I knew about church, but I didn't really know about Jesus. You know, I knew about going to church, I heard of Jesus, but I never really had a relationship or knew anything about him. So I met these guys in prison, Sid, and these guys would have Bible study and things of that nature. So they introduced me and they prayed for me to receive Jesus. Now, I didn't feel anything miraculous. I didn't feel any supernatural feelings or anything, but I noticed something was different. The heroin addiction that I usually have, if I don't have it in several days, I would get sick. I would begin to get nauseated. I would begin to have cramps and different withdrawal symptoms. Said, soon as I said that prayer, all the withdrawal symptoms left.
Did you realize it was God that did that?
I knew it was God. I was experiencing God, but, you know, I wasn't trying to get free from sin. I was just trying to get free from prison.
That's called jailhouse religion.
Exactly. Definitely jailhouse religion. So in the midst of that, Sid, I was completely healed. I didn't need a 12-step program, only one step, Jesus.
Okay, you're facing a 99-year sentence.
Yes, sir.
And you made a vow to God.
Yes, I made a vow to God. If he was to get me out of this situation, I promise I was never going to touch drugs
again. Yeah, but that's even too big for God to get you
right
out of.
Exactly. Well, when I got out of prison, I stopped using drugs.
So God honored that vow.
He honored the vow, Sid, but the thing is, I did not honor my vow.
How did God answer that prayer facing 99 years in prison? But he answered it. How did he get you out?
Well, basically, my mother thought because of her letter to the judge and they didn't have a witness and they didn't have enough evidence, to prove that I was guilty, but I knew that it was the judge that lived up above that got me out of that sentence. So, you know, the thing was, is I met Jesus in prison, but I also left him in prison. So it was very hard for me to really understand the changing of the lifestyle. I had the introduction, but I didn't have the relationship with Jesus.
So you step back into that life of drugs and crime, and then a childhood friend comes to visit you one day.
Yes.
And he gave you a challenge that hit you like a 2x4. What was it?
Yes. Well, Sid, the thing is, I knew my friend. I knew something was different. He had got saved, and I didn't know what that really fully meant. So he came to my house one day, and he read to me 2 Timothy chapter 3, when it speaks about, in the end times, there shall be perilous times. In the last days, men shall be boasters, braggers, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, etc. So he asked me, he said, show me in Scripture, in that text, what describes you. All of a sudden, said, I kid you not, electrical currents came from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I began to weep uncontrollably, and I was the whole chapter 3. And I began to weep and shake on the floor for several hours and led to several days.
And so you became a real believer.
I became a real believer.
And then your friend calls you up, because you're a little short money,
right,
and says, I have a gift for you. I want to give you a gift. So what are you thinking?
Well, all of a sudden, I'm thinking, hey, he's about to bless me with some money. This Jesus stuff really works, you know? So, you know, I'm used to being a hustler, drug dealer. So I'm thinking, hey, I'm going to get this guy out some money, you know? So all of a sudden, he took me to his house, and all of a sudden, he began to pray for me. And I closed my eyes, and he said, just receive. And he said, just receive. And as he kept saying, just receive, all of a sudden, said, I felt this overwhelming heat over my body, and I begin to babble this verbiage that I never heard before.
Had you ever heard supernatural languages, tongues before?
I never heard of it. I grew up Baptist, Sid, so this was a whole brand new dynamic for me. So when I began to speak in his tongues, I was like, I didn't know what I had received. So when I got back home that night, and fluent languages begin to come out of my from me, Sid, and I begin to pray in tongues, and every time I pray, this overwhelming heat would come upon me.
Would it come upon your hands, your whole body?
It would come upon from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I mean, I would literally be shaking.
Now, I read in the Bible about the baptism of the Spirit, but I also read about the baptism of the Spirit and fire.
Yes, Sid. Yes, Sid. Well, see, the thing is, right after that encounter, Sid, everyone I would pray for would get instantly delivered, will get instantly saved. I mean, conviction will fall upon them.
They but will before that, it was, that degree wasn't happening.
It never happened to me before. I mean, people at my job was getting saved. My managers were afraid to write me up when I'm late because they were afraid God was going to get them. That's how powerful the anointing was at the time.
Hold that thought. It started growing. And I mean, I have heard of people having words of knowledge, but he would literally read people's mail, and people would just come in his presence, and they'd be repenting and convicted of sin. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
ISN. The It's Supernatural online network is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, something that intrigues me is when you were in prison, you were using God, so to speak, get out of prison, called jailhouse religion. However, when you were confronted with the Word of God and it described you, and you were genuinely born again.
Yes.
No one told you, but you just started repenting.
Yes, Sid, I begin to repent for all the different strongholds, all the different generational curses that was upon my life from my father's side, from my mother's side, and I genuinely would repent. I would walk up to people as I pray for them to get saved and literally begin to cry and weep for souls.
That doesn't sound like you. You were hard-nosed gangster.
I was a gangster, but now I'm a gangster for God, Sid. And I mean, I begin to just come up to drug dealers and I would slap drugs out of their hand. I had a lot of zeal, but I didn't have wisdom. So, you know, I like, Holy Ghost, help me out. I just don't want to get hurt in the process.
What did you do with all your supply of drugs and things you gained from the drug industry?
Sid, I was into soliciting women. I was into drugs. I was into drug trafficking, guns, and I got rid of all my guns. I gave away my Jaguar. I gave away my jewelry.
You gave away a Jaguar?
I gave away a Jaguar to a local guy that's in Houston, Texas. And I just gave away my van to a family, my jewelry. I got rid of it, my guns. I flushed the drugs down the toilet. I was totally set free, Sid.
Could people see the difference? Without you even opening your mouth, could people see you were a different man?
Sid, even my countenance changed. People literally saw me, and I looked like a totally different person. I mean, people couldn't even recognize me because of the transformation that took place in my life during this experience.
Okay, you're getting really hungry for God. You go on a 3-day dry fast. That means nothing to drink?
Nothing to drink.
I did that. I was so weak when I did that. Would the same thing happen
to you?
Yes,
I was very weak, Sid. You know, I was so weak, but, you know, I was strong at the same time, if you kind of understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
So I was laying on my floor doing this 3-day dry fast. All of a sudden, Sid, I begin to go into this vision, and clouds begin to come before me. And when I came out of this vision, I heard a voice said, tonight, revival is going to break out. So as soon as my wife walked in the door from coming from the grocery store.
Did you say anything or did she know something was different?
She knew something was different, Sid, because she walked in the door. She woke me out of the vision because she said, what is going on? So when she came in the house, literal visible cloud was all over our living room.
Inside your home?
Inside of my home, Sid. It looked like someone took something off a stove, burnt it, and it just smoke was everywhere. So when I got up, I said, dear, what's wrong? So when I moved my hand like this, my wife flew across the room, Sid. It was crazy. I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't have any kind of etiquette for this. I'd never seen this in a church. So I didn't know what was going on. I thought someone was playing a joke on me because it was a literal visible cloud.
You used to have like a Bible study. People would come over your house.
Yes.
And when they came over, could any of them see this cloud?
Everyone saw the cloud, Sid. It was so thick that people would walk through the door and they would literally fall forward on their face. Now, I've heard people fall backwards before, but I've never seen people fall on marble floor, no catcher, Sid, no courtesy drops, but literally fall forward on the floor under the power guard and be down there for hours. I mean, all would drip from our ceiling. Lumps would just dissolve off of people's body and fall on the floor, and we had to sweep it up, Sid. Blind eyes open, deaf ears open, even resurrections took place.
You know, when I first became a believer like you, I didn't have much of a paradigm on anything.
Yes.
But I read the New Testament, and I thought that was normal. I was shocked
when
the things that were happening to you,
yes.
It wasn't normal. It wasn't happening to everyone else.
Right, exactly. Well, Sid, this was the thing. I was a new believer, so I was asking the Lord, Lord, give me some form of mentorship. So I began to look at television because I didn't have really no pastor or anyone to kind of show me. So I began to watch your show. I had the manifestation, but I didn't have the revelation. So when I begin to watch the people on your show, I begin to even accelerate in the things of the glory realm.
You were called by God in
yes.
full-time ministry.
Yes.
You were struggling, selling your rap music on
yes.
the streets.
Yes, I was.
Making nothing. And then God tells you to do what?
Well, I was in front of a Walmart, Sid, and I was trying to pay my rent. And I only sold $3 worth of CDs that day. So all of a sudden, I heard this voice that I now know is the Holy Spirit. And I went he said, go to the restroom. So while I'm in the restroom, I heard that same voice said, a guy walked in the door. He said, I want you to pray for James. So I walk up to the guy. This is a very awkward situation. We're in the restroom. And I said...
That's very awkward.
That's very awkward. So all of a sudden I say, I'm hearing the Lord saying, you need to pray for James. He said, James?
I am James.
All of a sudden, Sid, I called out his mother name.
Excuse me. When he said, I am James,
yes.
I bet you were more shocked than him.
Sid, I felt it all in my dreadlocks. I'm telling you, that's how glorious it was. It was very electrifying. So all of a sudden, I called out his mother name. I began to tell him about his situation, what's going on with his fiancée. He fell on his knees right there in the restroom and gave his life over to Jesus. So we both walk out the bathroom crying and hugging. I bet you that was more of an awkward situation to see two grown men come out the bathroom crying.
I would like you to pray for people when they come back, that they have that same hunger for God.
Yes.
That you have. You want that hunger, but you don't have it. But you want it. And that's all God's looking for. I'll have them pray for you when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Now, Sean Morris wants to impart to you how to experience the glory realm of God so you can access miracles, healing, supernatural provision, and the powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit. Call now and get Sean Morris' powerful brand new book and 3-part audio CD teaching, How to Tap into the Glory of God, an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9476.
Every believer listening to the sound of my voice can move in the same glory.
Through Sean's brand new book, you will understand how to access the deeper realms of God and His supernatural power available to all believers. Discover the proven principles given by God to Sean Morris for accessing these supernatural realms of God's glory. In the glory realm, Sean Morris has experienced the prophetic, dramatic healings, deliverance, the Shekinah glory, supernatural weight loss, multiplication of money, manifestations of oil, the glory cloud, gold dust, gold fillings, angel feathers, and even the manifestation of indoor rain during times of worship.
We have seen people, money appear in their bank accounts, money appear in people's Bibles, even money multiplied in offering baskets, and even while people even count their money, it begins to multiply.
The book includes anointed prayers throughout so you can receive a deeper impartation of God's glory realm. Plus, you will receive Sean's anointed 3-part audio CD teaching that will share the proven principles that God downloaded to him so you can access the supernatural of God. You will learn the measures of faith, how God has already given you a measure of faith that can enable you to supernatural abundance and increase in everything you do. How to access the heavenly realms. Sean reveals the keys for keeping an open heaven over your life, removing the time factor. Learn how your faith can break the limitations and restrictions of time. Each audio CD includes powerful prayers for you to begin experiencing God's glory realm moment by moment every day. Don't miss out on getting Sean Morris' powerful brand new book and 3-part audio CD teaching, How to Tap into the Glory of God, an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9476. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9476 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sean, you had a life-changing visitation.
Yes.
Where you saw Jesus.
Yes.
And when you told me, when you explained that, similar things happened to people. Tell me about that life-changing experience.
Well, Sid, I had a visitation to where Jesus, I was standing in front of a hospital. And in the visitation, I had two suitcases. Now, the hospital represented where sick people were. This was all in a vision. And the suitcases represented where I was going. So this big bus pulled up, Sid. All of a sudden, I got on this bus, and I was the only person on this bus. So the driver kept driving, and I asked the driver, where are we going? And he would not answer me. He would just ignore me. So I started to get kind of afraid, Sid. I didn't know what was going on. I asked him, I said, sir, please tell me where you're taking me. As soon as I said that, Sid, he took off his hat, And he had a halo over his head and blood was dripping down his face. It was Jesus. And I saw his eyes and I came out of the vision. A week later, I was at a prayer meeting and this prophet passed past me and he said, God is giving you his eyes. I fell out and I went back into that vision. And from that point, Sid, every person that I told that vision about would fall out and go into visitations from heaven.
Now, the Holy Spirit taught you step by step on how to tap into the glory of God. And now yes. you're teaching other people
yes,
how to tap into this glory. Can everyone that is watching us, that is a believer in the Messiah, tap into the same glory and get the same results as you?
Sid, I believe, I'm going to speak to someone right now. You're probably asking, hey, I'm just like this guy. I want to know, what did he do and what did he say to receive this type of blessing? You may be a drug dealer. Matter of fact, you are a drug dealer. And God is saying that he can give you a substitution when you come to him. You can begin to do the things that the Lord wants you to do. You can receive supernatural impartation. God will change your life. He changed my life. He turned me from Saul to Paul. And I believe that he's going to touch your life right now. So I just want you to raise your hand right now, and I want to pray for you. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that those who are watching right now, you may be depressed, you may need deliverance, you may be stuck in bondage from drugs. I release a supernatural impartation for you to be free from every drug addiction, every sin, and every lustful spirit. Be broken in the name of Jesus, the Messiah. I speak it now over your life in Jesus' name.
You're seeing creative miracles.
Yes, sir.
You're seeing things that actually Jesus said we'd see greater miracles. Tell me one miracle, one creative miracle, briefly.
They had this woman. We was in New Orleans, Louisiana, and this lady husband hit her outside of the church. He ran over her with a car.
That's more than hitting.
Yes, that's more than hitting. So all of a sudden, the pastor dragged the lady in, and we were just finishing up the service. And he called me and said, Prophet, come over here. This lady just been hit by a car. Now, Sid, her arm was dislocated. Her bone was sticking out. Her skin was all the way to the white part of her meat, and blood was there. All of a sudden, she began to look at me, Sid, and said, Jesus, I know you love me because you always love me. All of a sudden, Sid, her bone popped back into place. Her skin grew back into baby skin. She began to speak in fluent tongues, and the drug smell that was on her, Sid, disappeared. It was crazy.
Did everyone in the congregation see that?
Everyone. Even some of my family members were there, and they got afraid after that. They didn't know what was going on, Sid. But the crazy thing about it, Sid, it brought the husband in. He came in, and he received Jesus as his Lord and Savior, and him and his wife mended back their marriage.
Now, I want you to pray for hunger to be a glory chaser.
Yes.
And I want you to pray to release the glory. I believe that miracles, life-changing encounters are about ready to happen. Do that.
Right now, I release the fire of God, and I release the zeal of the Holy Spirit to be upon your life. I pray that you become a glory chaser, that you have the endurance, that you have the desire, that you have the stamina to move in the realm of God's Spirit. I release that cloud of glory over you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I release the power and the fire of God to touch every home, every person that's listening to the sound of my voice, that you will never be the same and that you will run after God with everything you have. In Jesus' holy name, we pray.
There's only one way to be free. You may not be in prison, but you're in a prison. And Jesus said, I have come to set the captives free. You call out to him in your way, and everyone who asks receives.
Did you know there is an unseen heavenly realm that every believer in Messiah is able to access? When you're able to see and hear what God has to share with you concerning His God-given destiny and purpose for your life, you will never be the same. Now, Sean Morris wants to impart to you how to experience the glory realm of God so you can access miracles, healing, supernatural provision, and the powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit.
I believe with desire, hunger, and endurance, you can tap into the realm of glory just like I did.
Call now and get Sean Morris' powerful brand new book and three-part audio CD teaching, How to Tap into the Glory of God, an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9476.
Chasing after God's presence, chasing after His purpose in life, is becoming a glory chaser. Every believer, every person that's listening to the sound of my voice can move in the same glory.
Through Sean's brand new book, you will understand how to access the deeper realms of God and His supernatural power available to all believers. Discover the proven principles given by God to Sean Morris for accessing these supernatural realms of God's glory. In the glory realm, Sean Morris has experienced the prophetic, dramatic healings, deliverance, the Shekinah glory, supernatural weight loss, multiplication of money, manifestations of oil, the glory cloud, gold dust, gold fillings, angel feathers, and even the manifestation of indoor rain during times of worship.
We have seen people, money appear in their bank accounts, money appear in people's Bibles, even money multiplied in offering baskets, and even while people even count their money, it begins to multiply.
The book includes anointed prayers throughout so you can receive a deeper impartation of God's glory realm. Plus, you will receive Sean's anointed three-part audio CD teaching that will share the proven principles that God downloaded to him so you can access the supernatural of God. You will learn the measures of faith, how God has already given you a measure of faith that can enable you to supernatural abundance and increase in everything you do. How to access the heavenly realms. Sean reveals the keys for keeping an open heaven over your life, removing the time factor. Learn how your faith can break the limitations and restrictions of time. Each audio CD includes powerful prayers for you to begin experiencing God's glory realm moment by moment every day.
Whatever situation you're in, when you can tap into God's glory, you can start doing the same things, because Jesus said those who believe will do the same things I have done, and even greater. I really want to get this brand new book and three CD teaching series called How to Tap into the Glory of God into your hands so you too can be normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Don't miss out on getting Sean Morris' powerful brand new book and three-part audio CD teaching, How to Tap into the Glory of God, an exclusive package for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9476. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9476 or log on to SidRoth.com. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Pastor Tim Sheets. Did you know that the words we speak are like spiritual seeds? In the same way that planting seeds in the ground produces a harvest, you can learn to plant the blessings of heaven here on earth.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.